one of the things I wanted to do in the sailing was to go see the world. But we with Exxon, we hardly ever went around this, outside the country.
Oh yeah.
Best run we had was this Hondo run, which ran from Texas to California. And it was about a 2-week trip through the Panama Canal. And that was a great run, especially when we had four mates, because it was just beautiful weather. Panama Canal's neat.
Right.
And then a long time to relax. And we loaded offshore at this Hondo platform, they called it. It was very nice, and the run back was nice as well. So you do two trips, and you were done. And then you went home for a couple months.
So when you load offshore, you don't even see a port.
Oh, no, we did, because it was a platform built 3 miles offshore.
Yeah.
For the California state limit, it's offshore. And there was a floating storage platform out there, a ship that we loaded to. It was a very interesting procedure. But then if it wasn't all ready, if they weren't ready for us, we'd pull into L.A. and anchor and to wait, and then we'd go out. And so we used to get into L.A., Long Beach. And then when they stopped the transshipment to Texas, they had a ship out on the West Coast that just serviced that platform. And I was on her for several years, the Jamestown. And she was a great ship. That was my very first ship, too. She was built for military, not for the military, Exxon, or SO had her built. She got a government subsidy. Mm-hmm. She was built for the Navy standards. She could do like 21 knots, this tanker loaded, when she had a shaft horsepower like 24,000. She was only 710 feet long. Mm-hmm. So she was a very fast ship. But she would go in and anchor in L.A. Long Beach for a week at a time. So, yeah, you get to see shore a lot in that run. The Alaskan run was that one wasn't so much fun. It was very pretty up there, but if you had a long one down to California, it wasn't too bad. But the last few years I was there, I was running from Alaska to Anacortes, Valdez to Anacortes, Washington.
Okay. Yeah.
Both very pretty places, but the run in between is, it's short. It's rough in the winter, it's dark in the winter, and it's foggy in the summer, so it wasn't a real fun run.
Right.
Some days you'd be going out there, you'd have weather that, the ship was low powered, last one I was on, the San Francisco, and no forecastle head, so you had to really take it easy in the rough seas, and we'd sometimes make days you'd be out there just bucking these seas, and we end up going backwards, really. We lose miles during the day. It was so long. So a 3-day trip could take you a week. Hmm. And so that wasn't that pleasant. But so I've been doing more traveling at Mass Maritime, going to conferences and seeing facilities than I did really when I was sailing. Because they never really went anyplace outside of a couple Caribbean islands, Panama Canal. I missed one trip they made to Ecuador. I guess one of my ships went to Ecuador for one trip to Guayaquil, but that would have been an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. They occasionally had some that went over, the ships that were too big to make through the canal, they went around the horn, especially coming out of shipyard. A couple were built in Avondale, and they went around the horn. I missed those trips too, so yeah, so I missed that.